Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Missing my friends in Carrington today, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the studio today for What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition. I'm Scott Henlon with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Who did come away with a Jimmy Kleinsesser autograph. Because you
asked. Yeah, thank you for that. That was
you did ask me for that. I didn't dream that, right? You said, hey, how about an autograph? I think you did.
Yeah. Well, you may have dreamed it as well. I have no idea what you dream, but...
Yeah, no, I don't usually dream about you.
But that's great, good to know.
Great mall.
I don't usually dream about you either.
Anyway, Carrington was fantastic. Really had a wonderful time. I want to thank everybody up there for having us. Got a chance to head over to the Dakota Gores Pasta Company before I left town and get an update on that. Of course, well-known entity in North Dakota goes back to the late 90s and an innovative idea that... Gene Nicholas and Jack Dalrymple and a lot of other growers, I think Mike Warner was in on that, dreamed up, and really a neat idea, kind of the beginning of that whole value-added deal in North Dakota where it went to the next level, really in a big way. So, but to see where it started and know about the history and know where it's at now is really remarkable. And, of course, now owned by Post Brands, so... You know, when you buy Post cereal at the store, you're buying from the company that owns the Dakota Growers up there in Carrington, North Dakota, employing 250 folks. That's darn cool. So anyway, enjoyed that. And thanks to our hosts at the Central City Auto Auction. And looking forward to getting back up to Carrington. But a lot of good folks there had a great time. And I want to thank them one and all for the great hospitality. Today on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the first hour for our talk radio town hall on What's on Your Mind. And that, of course, is an opportunity for you to talk to your one and only member of the United States House of Representatives and ask him anything. As you know, if you listen to this program at all, he is very welcoming to any and all questions and topics and takes a lot of them. So, you know, issues that affect a particular family or someone on the way up to, you know, opinions on how legislation ought to be handled or the president dealt with or anything else. So welcome those in our first hour. Next hour, we have the wide open phones to talk about everything. Did you know it is Everyone Matters Day, Todd?
I did not.
Yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Right.
Today is Everyone Matters Day.
And so not everyone matters tomorrow then.
Yeah, it's sort of my point. I don't know why we need to have an Everyone Matters Day. And by the way, Fargo has signed on to this, but Bismarck hasn't. So doesn't you know?
Because everyone matters in Bismarck every day.
Oh, okay. I was going to call Mayor Seminary and ask him that, but maybe I don't have to now. I wanted to give Mayor Sanford a call up there in Watford City and say, doesn't everyone matter in Watford City? Because you didn't sign on to Everyone Matters Day, but I. Yeah, anyway, I hope everyone matters every day, and I hope we don't even need any day to recognize that everyone matters. But, you know, I tell you what, political correctness has done things like this to the point where when there's an event like Everyone Matters Day, I find myself very suspicious. Like, what's behind that? Whoa. When you want to go, I mean, duh, everyone matters. But anyway, we'll talk about that next hour. McDonald's is hiking their pay rate. We have... Oh, we got a lot to cover.
Well, and they're offering paid vacation for the first time, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently the paid vacation's the deal. It's actually pretty darn big. And then you see in San Diego, they're gonna offer breakfast all day.
I did not. But that's,
McDonald's? Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Because everyone matters, even when they, you know, work crazy hours. They're in on the
apparently desk. In San Diego, everybody matters every day, too. Why is that not the case in Fargo? What is with you guys?
Time for the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. And to join the discussion, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And without any further ado, Congressman Kevin Cramer. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks. And you know, I've had an occasional nightmare where you were both in it. But
yeah, dream would not be the word. Nightmare, yes.
No,
okay.
Yeah. But It usually has something to do with, oh my gosh, I can't get a good cell signal and it's time to be on Talk Radio Town Hall. You know, that's usually how the nightmare goes.
You have those two. I did the public address at Ingolstadt Arena for 18 years.
Oh, I remember. So yeah, in the days when they always won national championships. Hey, maybe that's the deal.
And by the way, you could also call them the Fighting Sioux. So, I would have dreams about being late for games.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And coming into the arena like in my boxers, you know, in a T-shirt or something. It's just not pretty.
Oh,
you know,
now we're all going to have that dream. Thanks.
All the players are skating in circles waiting to be introduced. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, right. Oh,
well, I think they're going to – this is really an exciting weekend for UND. My gosh, I feel very, very good about it.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's going to be fun. I have that feeling in my bones, too. So Thursday they play BU. And, you know, what I think is probably going to happen is I'll be bold here. UND beats BU, right? And Nebraska-Omaha beats Providence. And you're going to have two former Sioux, one a coach in Dean Blaze, and, of course, Dave Haxtell, former player himself, and now the coach playing against him. How would that be? Dean Blaze coaching against Dave Haxtell for the national championship.
That
oh, my gosh.
Cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, and I think it happens. So it'll be interesting for sure. Well, let's get to it here. And John and Bismarck is first up. I have a bunch of questions for you, but we obviously always defer to these fine listeners of ours on what's on your mind. Go first, John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, John.
You are Congressman Kramer. Okay, my son's 17. Why can't I claim him for child tax credit? You know, he's still a senior in high school and. You do your taxes, and oh, you can't claim your son now. It's like, really?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but let's get on it. It's the first call of the morning, so we might even be able to get at least an official response from the IRS on it. I guess I didn't know if 17 was the cutoff. It would seem to me 18 would make more sense, but...
Yeah, and then when you pay for, like, we have custody, we have split custody, 1 week on, 1 week off. And then you don't get child tax credit when they're 17, but yet you still have to split child support until they're 19.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reality is this is when they really start costing you money besides.
Yeah. So I guess that's my question.
Yeah. We'll check on it, John, here. Hopefully we'll get an answer before the end of the show, and I suspect we can, and then we'll announce it over the air.
All right. And thank you for all you do for us.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for Congressman Kevin Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. I think you've just come up with a great initiative. When kids cost you the most... is when the tax credit goes away. How in the heck does that, as someone that has a freshman at UND and, you know, one that'll will be, you know, coming to, ready for college in a couple of years and another behind her a few years. Ouch, you're right.
Yeah. No, there's no question. This is the expensive year. He's just heading into the worst of it when it comes to the money side. It's also, you know, great blessing and reward, but it does cost a lot of money.
A quick question on the Iranian nuclear deal, which is at the 11th hour here.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's just something about John Kerry sitting across from the Iranians that sends chills up my spine, wondering what the outcome of this thing's going to be. What's your take on where we're at here?
Well, it's not very encouraging. And let's admit, I mean, we'd love to have a really good deal with Iran to try and curb their nuclear ambitions and any ambition they have of a nuclear weapon. The unfortunate thing is that Iran has proven over the decades to not be reliable in this regard. And so I'm very pessimistic, not only because I don't think John Kerry's in a strong position to negotiate. Barack Obama has been confused about Iran since the day he got elected. The first thing he did, as we remember, was went on an apology tour and withdrew from the world, thinking that somehow the United States was no longer going to lead. And, you know, lo and behold, the United Nations takes a stronger stand against Iran's nuclear ambitions than does the United States. UN, the IAEA has been quite critical of the lack of forthrightness by the Iranian government with regard to their nuclear ambitions, including their payload. By the way, they have ambitions to build and have been developing missiles that can carry nuclear weapons, and they've been not forthcoming with regard to all kinds of things that we know exist. And so the United Nations themselves have been skeptical in recent weeks, just the last couple, 2-3 weeks. And here we are trying to pretend that somehow we're going to make a deal that's going to be suitable. So I, along with about 356 of my closest friends in the United States House of Representatives, did send a letter to the president on March 20th, warning about the deadline and reminding the president that the sanctions that are put on Iran right now are congressionally passed sanctions and that they cannot be lifted without congressional approval. This letter was signed not only by just about all the Republicans, but Elliot Engel, who's a Democrat from New York, Steny Hoyer, the second-ranking Democrat in the House.
Have any of you been called traitors yet? Or suggested that, yeah, that'll come next. A short break. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer on any and all issues. Welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And reminder, when you call, you have two options. And the first one is to press 1 and leave a message. So it could be Congressman Cramer, could you do me a big favor and find out why A, B, or C is happening, or whatever your question is. And two is when you get to chat with Manny. And Manny's our Snerdly. And he'll answer your call and ask your name and where you're calling from. And put you on hold, and you can chat live with Congressman Kramer about any and all issues. So your chance to chat with your member of Congress, Congressman Kevin Kramer, who is back in North Dakota this week. So it's kind of nice. Speaker Boehner's pretty good about that. Make sure folks know that, you know, didn't Nancy Pelosi like to keep everybody in Washington, D.C. all the time, where Speaker Boehner would say, hey, let's get you back to the districts, right?
Well, there's no question. Actually, previous even to that, when Newt Gingrich became Speaker of the House, he provided a more what he called family-friendly schedule. And it's not even so much the time, it's just sort of the blocks of time. They put them in you know, weeks and rather than hours or days, and make him more efficient and productive back home. And Democrats, by the way, have been very supportive of John Boehner on this regard. So it's been pretty universal, the schedule such that it just maximizes time both in Washington and at home. But yeah, it's great to be back. Of course, it's Easter recess, so I think they've always traditionally taken the Easter week off, and that's appropriate. But yeah, it's good to be back. I was in Fargo yesterday. It was in Williston and Dickinson on Monday, so it's good to get around the state.
I've never known why they use the term recess, because, you know, I mean, I've seen your schedule, and it isn't exactly like you get, you know, the chance to put your feet up, right?
Yeah, it's not like my second grade son's recess.
No, it doesn't work the same way. By the way, another event coming up that I want to give you a chance to plug, it's a couple of weeks away, I guess. I think, yeah, a couple of weeks away, almost, and that is the Academy Night. What is that?
Yeah, so yeah, Academy Night. That's when the Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, and I, our offices, along with the Military Academy, so representatives from the Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, Military Academy at West Point, are all they all get together, and it's an informational meeting for high school students and their parents who might have an interest in applying to attend one of the academies. So I think the next one coming up is in Grand Forks on April 14th from 6 to 7:30 at the Grand Forks Armory. So that's just the, you know, sort of the first phase of the Informational Service Academy evening is what we call it, and a good opportunity for students to sort of size it up and see if it's something they might be interested in.
So mom and dad, you know, if you got someone in the range of 17 to 23 years old, not past their 23rd birthday on the first of July,
that's right.
Then and a resident of North Dakota, it's a good opportunity to come and learn more. Good idea.
And you know, it's one of the highest honors that we get as members of Congress. We each get to nominate. We all nominate. We each get to nominate. You know, various students. And what's really fun, I don't know about the senators, but we keep real close track of our nominees. So when we have people at the Naval Academy or West Point or Air Force Academy or Coast Guard as well, we track them pretty closely. We have them send us pictures and, you know, significant events, and every once in a while we'll throw something in the newsletter, my weekly electronic newsletter about, you know, sort of the progress of the students. So pretty cool.
Cool. Fred in Minot for Congressman Kevin Kramer, 701-258-0550 for your questions or comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Fred.
How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks, Fred. How are you?
Doing okay. Say, I have a question. I'm in the middle of reading a book by Cheryl Atkinson, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with her name. She worked for CBS for years. She's an investigative reporter.
That's right.
And I had actually seen her on a interviewed on TV one day, and it really concerns me is how much overreach the government and I guess particularly this administration is doing in spying on not only on journalists, on Congress people, and on the regular American people. You know, her computer was hacked into. Yeah, and they came to determine it was by some government agency, and because of her investigative reporting on Benghazi and some other things, and there were actually even things uploaded, classified documents uploaded into her computer, so that they could be used against her should she, you know, keep investigative reporting, and I know you're aware of this, and And I'm just wondering how much you might know about these types of things. And I got a very grave concern of the government looking through over all the people.
We all have, or I shouldn't say we all, many of us have, and that's why I have supported every amendment on that would rein in the NSA and their ability to spy just on anybody they feel like spying on. And we've not always been overly successful, although we've been fairly successful. And the fact that Cheryl and then others, like James Rosen at Fox News, right, was another one that the Associated Press, you know, and this, and all of this was done. This has been done since I got to Congress, and some of the tapping has been, I call it tapping, but the surveillance has been done right in the House of Representatives, right in the Capitol. Right, if you ever come and visit me in the House, and I'm able to sort of take you on a tour, you'd be able to see where the press hangs out, if you will. And it's really quite frightening to think that that our own government, CIA and NSA, and remember the CIA, that this is where a lot of them have lost favor with the mainstream media, as well as as well as Democrats in Congress, because the privacy is a pretty critical deal to Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, and any freedom loving American. And when you start spying on reporters, that's when you lose the favor of the entire press corps. So we continue. It's part of our oversight, obviously. Every time they get caught and they get slapped around, they get reined in a little bit. But it's something we have to always be diligent about, for sure, Fred. And I share your grave concern.
Well, keep on them, please.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Don't let the wind get you. My gosh, I don't know, Scott, what it's like in Fargo, but in western North Dakota, it is really windy today.
It is. Hang on to the hats today, for sure. Only about a minute before the break here, but we'll start on this at least. I want to know a little bit more. I saw you wrote a letter yesterday to the Natural Resources Conservation Service about this embed program, or whatever you call it, marriage with the Ducks Unlimited.
Program. Yeah, and, it's very concerning, Scott. It'd be a little bit like if the North Dakota Public Service Commission put the pipeline companies in charge of, put them in with the pipeline inspectors, or it's almost hard to comprehend. And I think, and while they say there's a firewall between the Ducks Unlimited activists and biologists and the NRCS, their missions are so different, and the relationship is broken. I mean, let's face the facts. The relationship between Ducks Unlimited and the landowners is broken because of radical political activism on the part of Ducks Unlimited. And then you throw on top of that the fact that the NRCS relationship with farmers isn't real great because of some rogue agents and things that have been moved out of the state.
You've asked a number of pointed questions that maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, Ed and Bismarck waiting up next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, 4 for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Need a good night's sleep? MyPillow's your answer, friends. It works. Todd and I know firsthand, this radio game's a tough biz. You don't get a lot of sleep, so when you actually are, you know, putting the head on the pillow, you want to sleep and not be tossing and turning. A listener the other day called tell me a story about how he is forever, he's, you know, he's 50-something and forever had two pillows. Whenever he'd go to bed, one on the floor, when the other one got hot, he could switch them out, and he'd do that half a dozen times a night, you know. That's one of the beauties of MyPillow. It is, by design, with a patented fill, does not heat up, stays cool, so you're not tossing and turning. It's non-allergenic, it's machine washable and dryable. It has this patent I talk about, the interlocking fill is what really is the magic, because it adjusts to any sleep position. And everything I say, you can go, yeah, right. It's got a 10-year warranty. It won't go flat. It's got a 69 money back guarantee. You try it and say, I'm going to find out if he's telling me the truth or not. Find out firsthand. And we got a 2-for-1 deal when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ed and Bismarck's next up. Your questions. Got some open lines behind him. Welcome, 800-228-0550. So just to finish on this NRCS deal, I agree with you on what Ducks Unlimited has sort of done to themselves in the damage. So you're understandably going to be suspicious, and I... you know, we talked to Dan Loxland at North Dakota Grain Growers the other day and Pete Hannibal at North Dakota Farm Bureau, and they're very concerned about this. And obviously you've now written this letter, so how do you get to the bottom of this for them and get beyond, the firewall makes everything fine?
Right. So what I've requested very specific information in my letter, and I would encourage people to go to the website and read the letter if you'd like. But so I've written to Chief Weller. Jason Weller is the chief of NRCS at the USDA in Washington. I've asked him for three basic things. One, I've asked for all the documents and communications related to the formation of this contractual agreement between DU and NRCS. I just want to see, you know, where's the communication? Where are the documents that created this agreement? Secondly, I want a narrative that describes any oversight of the Ducks Unlimited field biologists and their work that's conducted on behalf of NRCS. And then thirdly, I would like to see the policies and procedures that are in place to ensure that these field biologists maintain their independence from, that the field biologists maintain independence from DU's political activities. And I think it's a hard thing to, separate, Scott. I just, you know, when you put the fox in the hen house and then ask the fox to act like a rooster. I think that's asking an awful lot, and I'm suspicious of it. And this is a situation where the confidence of the farmer rancher is frankly more important even than if they can demonstrate some sort of a safeguard. I just think if there's suspicion, it's natural that there would be. I think the relationship has been broken, and it's going to take years if it can ever be repaired, and this is not a good way to repair the relationship.
Ed in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Robert in Fargo, you're right behind him. And again, lines open behind that at 800-228-0550 with your questions for Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Ed.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you, Ed.
I think you're doing a very good job for us.
Thank you.
I do have a problem. You know, when you allowed the Obama administration to raise our copay on our prescription, I pay more out now in copay than what I got in the COLA. And I'm sure a lot more retirees, it's the same thing. Secondly, years ago, they took and did the right thing and give 50 to 100% disability both sides of the pay. What about us that get 10 to 40%? The promises, that's all we get.
Okay, and let me back up a little bit. First of all, are you a veteran? Are you talking about a veteran's benefit, or are you talking about a federal retiree?
Yes, 20-plus year retiree.
Mm-hmm. And so, and I think the first thing you brought up is the administration, and the administration has been consistently trying to cut COLAs for veterans, as you know, and I think we pretty well successfully fought back on all those, although I would submit to you that the COLA still isn't, it ought to be at least what a true cost of living adjustment, true cost of living is, but we tried to fight against that. And then you talked about, did you say copay for your prescription?
Right. Okay. Yeah, the copay. We pay more now than what we got in the COLA rate just for our prescription.
Sure. So in other words, it's a net loss. It's a net loss.
Yes, we have a net loss. We'd have been better off if we hadn't got a COLA raise in the last 3 years, and we hadn't got charged more for copay.
Sure, and that may not be true of everybody, but certainly true of you. You raised an interesting point, Scott and Ed, and I'll look into it, because it may very well be that for as a whole or aggregately the entire group benefits slightly, but in certain cases it may not. And maybe we should look at it as an option. In other words, you can choose either this or that rather than having, rather than being harmed by it. We realize, and I think most people realize, that we've got to get our handle on all of these costs. But when it comes to veterans, there should be none. I mean, frankly, the veterans should get what they were promised from the beginning. If we want to change the rules, and we've tried from time to time, maybe make a change, but it's only going forward, not with people who have already served, have signed up, based on one set of rules. They shouldn't have those rules changed on them in midstream. So, Ed, let me look into that. But
well,
you raise an interesting point.
My other question is even more important.
Sure.
Years ago, they gave both pay for the disabilities and the regular pay.
Yes.
Now, that was only for the 50 to 100% disability. Yeah. What about us that have 10 to 40% disability? We were promised it was coming. It's coming. It's never come.
Yeah, see, and I'm one who, and I've supported legislation that an earned benefit's an earned benefit. If you earn two benefits, you deserve, you've earned both benefits. That's my fundamental belief on it. We've not necessarily prevailed on that, but that's always been my position, and I've certainly supported legislation that does that. Ed, let me look more into it. I appreciate the point and I appreciate the specificity of your example. I think it's a very interesting and good point, and we may need to look at changing or tweaking something if we're able to.
I'm going to do this, Ed. I'm going to have you hang on a second, and Manny will get your number. We'll forward that on to Congressman Cramer's office, so when they dig into this a little bit, we can get you some answers, okay?
But he's a great point, because these are the kind of scenarios, Scott, that I think a lot of times people, even in the legislative process, don't necessarily think about. You pay more on one side and less on the other, and it ends up being a net loss when in reality it's probably intended to be a net gain.
By the way, you did confirm what that other earlier caller said.
Yeah,
right?
that in fact it is, yes. So the earlier caller, going back to John, from Bismarck. The facts about the child tax credit is that, in fact, it is up for anybody who has children under 17, in other words, 16 or younger, at the change of the calendar year. However, that doesn't mean that they're no longer dependent, because you're still a dependent and can be claimed a dependent if you meet, of course, dependent criteria. But last year, Chairman Camp, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, in his tax reform proposal, or I think it was called a draft or a discussion draft, it wasn't a draft bill. He proposes increasing the child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,500, and then include another credit, a $500 credit for non-child dependents, which, you know, that's currently not in law, and there are dependents who aren't, quote, children, obviously. But he also proposed increasing the age from under 17 to under 18, so that at least you have them through high school graduation for the most part, as long as you were that age at, you know, the calendar year that that it's filed. So we'll see. We're getting into tax reform now. There's a new chairman, of course, Paul Ryan's new chairman of Ways and Means. I think he generally supports these same principles. So hopefully we can get that changed. Unfortunately, we won't get a change in time for John.
All right, Robert in Fargo, next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Kramer.
Good morning.
I'm curious as to what Congress is going to be able to do with the Hillary Clinton erasing her hard drive and what recourse you have.
Well, as you probably know, she's been called now to testify in at least in private, and I was sort of curious about this, frankly, now that you bring it up, why is she given the opportunity to testify in private, or at least answer questions by the Benghazi committee? And it may be that there's classified information and whatnot, but, you know, the hard drive can certainly, her server can certainly be subpoenaed. I suspect that will be coming. I can't imagine that anybody's just going to let her by with it, especially now. You know, she's starting to take some fair heat from the mainstream media as well, because it gets back to one of the earlier callers, I think it was Fred from Minot, talking about the spying issue. Well, now when you have high-ranking public officials, after they've been requested, now keep in mind, she had her hard drive or her server scrubbed after the Benghazi committee asked for her emails. So, you know, that gives you the appearance that you're trying to hide something. So she's already suffering some political pushback. I noticed this morning poll numbers are flipping on her in terms of not just her popularity, but whether people trust her or not. So there's already some of those kinds of ramifications. The Congress itself will be, without a doubt, going after that server and trying to recreate, much like they did with Lois Lerner, trying to recreate those quote scrubbed emails.
So they don't seem to inform the public much as to what progress, or if it's, you know, I mean, they seem to slip under the radar all the time, and nothing seems to get done.
I don't know. I was learned most of what I learned in the last couple of days over the media. Now it's sort of specialized media, I suppose. I search for certain things and see it on Bloomberg or some other media outlet. But, yeah, there was just yesterday, I think it was, a request or calling for her to come in and at least testify in secret, if not in public.
I know what Robert means, though. You, these things blow up, and then they just sort of fade away. And I think it's because there's so many to follow, right? I mean, it's just like you're like chasing rabbits.
Somebody suggested to me yesterday, Scott, that might even be part of the strategy. When throw out these crazy rules, like, you know, we have to consider we have to devalue beef's nutritional value because cows are bad for the environment. And they want to study the greenhouse gas emissions of backyard barbecue grills. And they throw so much junk, so many goofy things at you that your head's spinning before long, thinking they can't. This can't even be true. It's so bad.
Okay. Exactly. Robert, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
Ron,
we'll
and Kildare, when we come back, for Congressman Kevin Kramer and other calls, welcome.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah, as far as Hillary and Lewis Lerner, I wouldn't prosecute them until after Obama got off. As soon as he's out of office, he'll pardon everybody, like he did just this week with Colombian people that were on our most wanted. So I keep him unable to prosecute until after the next presidential election. Thanks.
All right. A little advice on the timing of that investigation. Were you Congressman Kramer?
They haven't been charged with any crime, so to speak. Now, Lois Lerner has been held in contempt of Congress, but he raises a good point.
All right, let's see here. Who is next? Ron and Kildare. You're up, Stephen Bismarck behind him. What's on your mind, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, Representative Kramer, good morning. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Iran and the nuclear negotiations.
Sure.
I've been following them a little bit, and if we walk away from the table, can't the Iranians do pretty much anything they want to? Can't they go ahead and develop their own nuclear weapon? Can't they buy one? They certainly got the money. They could buy one from the Russians. I mean, if we walk away from the table, if the six countries, I think there's six countries there negotiating.
That's right.
And we walk away from the table, that'll pretty much give the Iranians a green light to do pretty much anything.
Yeah,
now,
and I don't think...
My question to you is, you know, the Republicans control the House, the Republicans control the Senate. I looked in my crystal ball. I think they're going to win the presidency. They control the Supreme Court. And you use the word, I'm a registered independent, by the way.
Sure. Okay.
You use the word suitable agreement. And can you be a little more specific
sure.
when you use that word? I don't really understand what you're saying.
So yeah, I think that's a very fair question, Ron, and an important point. And I don't advocate that we necessarily walk away from the table either. What I worry about, for example, is one of the very first things that we did agree to at the beginning of this discussion, in the beginning of this negotiation, of course, was the relieving of some sanctions and, of course, the acknowledging their right to enrich uranium. And they enrich a lot of it. And so a couple of things I would say is I think we should stay at the table or at least be at the table. But I think we need to strengthen the sanctions, which is what 350-plus members of the House of Representatives, not just Republicans, a majority of both Republicans and Democrats, support is a strengthening of sanctions. Now, we've backed off on passing those sanctions because the president doesn't want to do it, but there's a majority of the Senate as well that wants to do it. And again, not just Republicans, but Republicans and Democrats. So there's a sense that our hand is being weakened as opposed to strengthened because sanctions have worked so well to this point. They really have. You know, it's what brought them to the table. I think they respond better to strength than it does to perceived weakness. And remember that every day that goes by, they are continuing to enrich uranium. They're also holding back on, you know, as I said earlier, the IAEA, which is of course the United Nations watchdog group. Their inspectors have reported that they've not even revealed their past bomb work, and we know that they've done works with bombs in preparing bombs, and it's got an international obligation to allow the inspectors to look into that. They've also asked, there's 12 sets of questions that the United Nations inspectors have asked them to answer, and Tehran has only answered just part of one of the 12 sets. And a couple of weeks ago, they reported there's the IAEA is still concerned about signs of their military-related activities, including designing a nuclear payload for a missile. So what I'm saying is that we need to negotiate from a stronger position, and we seem to always be in the weaker position. And I think increased sanctions would certainly give John Kerry more leverage with Iran.
Appreciate the call very much,
yeah,
Ron. Thank
point.
You, Steve. Stephen Bismarck, last one we have time for today on the program, Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve.
Steve, hello? Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Steve.
Well, I was just going to make 2 points and a comment. And
sure.
One was, I think, as far as Iran, you know, those, I think that leader said that they basically want to destroy Israel. So this sure. All this talk about some agreement on the nuclear stuff, it's just a way to gain time so they can do that without no repercussions at all. So I don't know why you don't say no, that any agreement is just wrong because we know what the end result is. And so I was just going to say also that I noticed that you said this Democrat said that and so forth. I think morally that could be a temptation to go along with the majority sometimes, which can be a great temptation to do something wrong.
Sure.
So I think sometimes I feel sorry for you because you see the rest of the wildebeest go one way. So I hope you don't start to weaken.
Yeah.
All right.
No, yeah. No.
half a minute, Kev, if you would.
Steve makes a very important and I think very relevant point. And that's why the United States is key to this. While there might be four or five other countries in the negotiation, it's basically Iran and the United States. And we are obviously looking out for our friend Israel, but we're also looking out for the entire Middle East because Iran is propping up Assad in Syria. Iran and Islamic State are literally fighting for control of the radical Islamic movement in the Middle East. So there's a lot more at stake here. And Steve's point is we got to get to it fast is critical.
He's all right. Right. Out of time again. We didn't get a chance to talk about the export crude ban. We'll do it next week. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the program.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.